Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Anybody ever suggest that if you were paid by the word, this place would be broke?
I guess that's what...
You should try to get that deal next
what
time.
What do
around.
We do here?
We talk. Yeah, we do. You're right. We talk for a living.
I thought it was talk show,
you're
sports
right about
talk
that.
Radio.
You're right about that,
I mean,
coach.
I could stay quiet. Then it'd be like, damn, they never say anything.
Yeah. All right, it's a Tie Tuesday. Ty Law will be on this show, as he always is, at 8:20 this morning. And the New England Patriots this morning suddenly, out of nowhere, sit in first place in the division after a Buffalo Bills loss last night. We'll talk to Ty about that. You can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. And you can certainly leave a Hill note on that or on any other topic on the Odyssey app. And we will play the best Hill notes back at about 9:20 or 9:30 this morning. But here it is. America is waiting for this lead. Wiggy, good morning.
Good morning. So I am 100% flipping and going the other direction when it comes to my Boston Celtics. Ooh. I thought that this season was a throwaway. I had no expectations. I was like, yeah, they're going to stink.
See what you can end up getting for a pick.
Right. I was like, maybe you tank and you're in the lottery.
Yep.
But Jaylen Brown streaming has me thinking, okay, some of the stuff that he talks about, they want to play at a faster pace. I've heard Mazzulla talk about that. They brought in some younger guys that can get up and down the court. And the thing that really excites me more than everything is the Jason Tatum return.
You see the guy dunking the other day?
Yes. Again, this was a couple steps, 2 foot, two hand, double banger.
Rusty is a mother.
I'm like, all right, he could be back middle of January. Let's call it my birthday, the 18th, with still plenty of basketball left to play. That this team, now I'm not going to say they could win a championship, but they could make this year very exciting and make a nice, deep postseason run.
Okay,
and I
Wiggy.
Didn't think, I thought like, this is going to be a crappy year. But just the energy that I'm feeling around the team, I think that Jaylen Brown is going to have a lot on his plate, and let's see if he can get it done. But I think he realizes that the return of Superman
is not that far away.
Now,
Jason Tatum, when he did his sneaker release over the weekend, did promise another duck boat parade.
Correct.
So he seems very confident about that. I guess we had talked about this a while ago. I don't think the Celtics can tell him that he can't come back. I mean, if he's out there and dunking and doing what he's doing in practice, then he comes back when he wants to come back, right?
January 21st, this of 2026, he returns against the Indiana Pacers at home. That would be right around the 41 game mark. So you would still have 41, you know, the middle of the season. That's when he returns. The Celtics are able to hold it down the beginning half of the season, the first half, and then you get the return of Tatum.
How are these athletes recovering from these injuries so quickly these days, Curtis?
I mean, I don't
technology.
Know.
Technology. Modern medicine.
It's really amazing. It's almost as if the league would just love to have certain players back, and they might be just – They might be just looking in another direction and things, but, you know, I'm here for it.
I am as well.
I am here for it.
And who would have thought that just Jalen Brown streaming would have brought Wiggy to my side of the
screen? Yeah, I kind of like...
I mean, it's really...
His streaming is... I like him. I like his attitude and everything on streaming. Yeah. You know what I mean? He's like a different dude.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, I can rock with this cat right here.
All right, so they're, in your mind, they're definitely a playoff team. Are they deeper in the playoffs?
I think that, in my mind, they're like maybe a top three team this year.
Really?
Yeah, they got me on board, man.
Wiggy, I love this.
I got me on board.
Okay, you got to put some money on it. You're going to make a lot of cash.
Yeah, I'm going to have to lay a bet.
This may be more outrageous than Chime's lead this morning. Is that you think?
It's a great lead, Wiggy.
Because I think Tatum's back. Right. Middle of January.
Imagine 20 years ago being like, you know, I saw Jordan on that stream. I think he's going to come back from baseball and have a big year.
I mean, that's the you know, that's the great thing about social media. You get to see people in a completely different light.
Wiggs, right. 60-1 for the Celtics to win the NBA title this year.
All right. What would it be to get to the Eastern Conference Finals? Maybe I'll go
there. Let me double check.
That's where I'll go.
But Eastern Conference Finals winner would be 16-1.
Okay. All right. I'm going to have to lay me a bet on my Celtics.
Odds-wise, who do they have top five in the NBA right now? Odds-wise, Sean.
Thunder, Nuggets, Cavs, Knicks, and Rockets.
Okay.
All right.
Ime.
Adam Durant. I think the Rockets will be good, too.
All right, Wiggy, thank you very much.
You got it, bro.
I love the optimism.
I am optimistic.
Absolutely love it.
Shout out to Jalen Brown in his live Twitch stream or wherever he's on. I think it's YouTube.
Okay. Well, I feel oftentimes my job is to speak for those in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and, I guess, in the New England region who have no voice. And so I feel a little bit robbed this morning because science has determined that there is a new number one convenience store in the United States of America. And this is according to the American Customer Service Satisfaction Index. And the number one convenience store in all of the United States of America is called Quick Trip with a K.
All right.
We don't have it.
No, I've heard of it.
Number two is Wawa.
All right.
Which I don't know if you've ever been to a Wawa, but fantastic.
Right. Is that technically a convenience store? I thought it was like a gas station.
Number three is Sheetz.
Sheetz?
I've never been to a Sheetz.
Another gas station.
Number four, Quick Trip with a Q.
Ooh.
Oh.
Number, I think we have that.
Number five, Buc-ee's.
Right.
Number six.
Buc-ee's is massive.
Unbelievable. You can get anything you want. Some of it illegal at Buc-ee's.
Never been to a Buc-ee's.
My friend from London, it was like her favorite experience in the States was going to Buc-ee's.
Right. Mm-hmm. No offense. You ever hear somebody from another country say their favorite experience in the U.S. was going to Cumbie's? No.
Never. They should.
Right. So, and again, no offense meant toward the 7-Elevens and the Cumbie's, but we're being robbed of the true convenience store experience that we should have here in Massachusetts. I'm talking about made-to-order food, not some glizzy that has been rolling around on a 7-Eleven broiler for 4 hours.
Okay, yeah. Greg, you have never ordered since your newfound money.
Just cooperate with me.
No, Greg, you're absolutely right. Like, in a lot of Asian countries, like, convenience store culture is a thing. Like, you can go in, you get sandwiches, you get ramen, you get all you want.
You want a car wash?
You got it.
You want a shower? They'll probably give you a shower.
Have you ever been to one of those restaurants on the Autostrada in Italy? Those things bang. Those are the best meatballs you'll ever eat.
I don't know why. Maybe we as massholes or as New Englanders, we are not considered to be a popular clientele for convenience stores, but we get run-of-the-mill options here. And again, no offense. I mean, no offense to anybody at the local convenience offerings, but
and I
because
no
we're
offense.
True Americans.
Huh?
We're true Americans here.
Well,
we've made the mom-and-pop stores, those are our convenience stores. So yeah, it's always you went to Victor's on the corner of Bennington and Marion Street. Every neighborhood had their corner stores. Those other places are just glorified gas stations that they turn into these giant places.
But that's the thing. We could still have our mom and pop stores that we love and appreciate, but still have a Wawa's if
but
you're driving out to Framingham.
But that's not a convenience store.
It is, yep. No,
if I can
is.
Get no. gas there,
no, I
that's
don't,
not
I,
a convenience
you don't,
store.
You don't need to dispute every single thing that everybody says on this show.
Well, you're bringing up convenience stores, so I'm giving you my side of the street.
Well, do you understand why it's called convenience? Why it has convenience?
Because you should be able to walk right into it
and get your food right away.
And get some Siggies.
Correct. And it's correct.
Get some Italian sub.
Maybe
right?
play some Keno. Well,
some scratch tickets.
Correct. Chime hit on it. The reason why it's so different here, and this is because we love the lottery. And convenience stores are just lines of townies betting Keno and getting scratchies all day. That's what goes on. Like, if you go to any corner store in Boston right now, there's six people that are there every time you walk in playing the lottery.
Yeah. You go in a Wawa or a Sheetz, you don't see people in there playing Keno.
No.
You go into a Quick Trip, and you can take advantage of their baked goods, like Glazer's Donuts Ooh. And bread. You can
Sounds
get
great.
In store, you can get Karuba Coffee and Nature's Touch egg and dairy products. Mm. We don't get that here.
Nope.
We are being deprived. We don't have a single chain that operates here in Massachusetts in the top 10 of all the United States of
it's
America.
It's terrible.
If you can't put it on the cuff, then it ain't a true corner store.
We're not talking about corner stores, though. We're
but
talking
that's
about
what we have here. That's why we're not. That's what. Those are our convenience stores.
Okay.
All right. Go to your Wawa.
I see how we
are. Go to your Sheetz.
I see how we operate over here. You declare the Celtics are a top three team in the NBA without Jason Tatum, and everybody plays along and goes great.
No,
somebody else brings up we need better convenience stores, and you gotta.
No, I'm disputing
it like you're in court.
So I can't like, get my I mean, side of the like, street here. No, I'm just saying I don't look at those as convenience stores. Okay. I look at them as gas stations.
All right, those are
my
our
bad.
Those are our leads. They said it is coming up next. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Jackson Lumber. The Bruins had their first loss of the season, dropping a home matinee game to the Lightning 4-3. This comes despite unreal effort from David Pastrnak, who made a save on an empty net attempt by the Lightning late in the third period. Korpisalo was in goal. He had 19 saves in the loss. The Bees are now off until Thursday.
They came out a little soft yesterday, Sean. I don't know if you watched any of that game.
I did. They went down 3-0 pretty quick.
It's the matinee thing, I think, probably, or the holiday thing, or the Nor'easter, or whatever. So.
Yeah, for a team that had played really well through three games, yes. Yesterday was not their day. And that's okay. Luckily, there's 82 games in a hockey season, so they got some time.
The Patriots are the number one team in the AFC East after the Bills fell to the Falcons last night. 24-14 was the final. Josh Allen completed 15 of 26 passes for 180 yards, two touchdowns, and two interceptions in the loss, while Bijan Robinson Jr. was the star for Atlanta. He had 19 carries for 170 yards and a touchdown in the win. The other Monday night game was Bears, Commanders, Chicago getting the win 25-24 thanks to a Jake Moody 38-yard field goal as time ran off the clock. And the Pats have the Titans on Sunday in Tennessee. The Titans fired their head coach yesterday. Brian Callahan got the boot. After the Titans started the season 1-5, their latest loss 20-10 to the Raiders. And contractors, builders, and homeowners, visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. That's what's trending. Coming up next, we've got the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Said it.
On this show tomorrow, Rob Ninkovich, who is on with us every Wednesday during the NFL season and hopefully will be on time tomorrow for 8:20. So that is coming up tomorrow. Shime, how many pairs of VIP passes can I give away for the sold-out 10th annual Lobster Trap Oyster Bash, which is happening on Sunday on the Cape?
We can give out two pairs today.
So and let's do one now early.
Let's do it.
Okay.
By the way, going to be spectacular weather on Sunday. May even be in the 70s.
Really?
Wow.
But it is an oysters day to party. Sorry for the oysters that aren't going to be around, but everybody's going to enjoy them.
Well, I got to thank our guy Dave down there. Not only did he host a road show and have everybody out the night before at Trading Post for bar pizza, but this year, as he did last year, he is taking all of the proceeds from their annual Oyster Fest and giving it to the Greg Hill Foundation and our beneficiaries. So I will be there with Linz and with Bullet, and I will be taking advantage of the gigantic cauldron of paella that they prepare all day long at the Oyster Bash. I don't know if you like paella.
The best part about this paella, I'm going to sound like a total douche, and I don't care. The socarrat, where they crisp the rice on the underneath, it is dynamite.
You nailed that.
Thank you.
I don't want to be around.
Thank you, Courtney.
But it is, it's the biggest pan of paella that one has ever seen.
And God,
it cooks, it cooks all day long, and it is, it's life changing. So,
what country is paella from?
I believe that is Spain. Is it Spain or is
I believe
it,
Courtney's right.
Portugal. I didn't know if it was Portuguese or or Spanish.
It takes like a half hour. It's like a deep dish pizza. Yeah. But once it's there, it's fine.
They do it for a couple hours. So, okay. Oh, so, yeah. If you want to come hang with us, we would love to see you on Sunday. Be caller number 9 on the contest line right now at 617-931-0937, and you will win a couple VIP passes for Sunday. They got music and drinks and all that stuff, so I can't wait.
And Greg, yes. I am often critiqued for being negative at times.
Yes.
And I rip the certain nachos and Keen.
Yes.
Trading Post Lounge, Dave's son, I don't remember his name, but he's like 6'9". He specifically made the nachos for James and the whole crew, and they were superb. Cheese on every chip, not burnt
that's
on
key.
Top, and it was the best order of nachos I have had. So if you're in the area and you want a little post-game or pre-game, Trading Post Lounge nachos are excellent.
They are to die for. All right, Chime, let's get to They Said It.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
They said it is brought to you by Catches Law. At Catches, they don't just work here, they live here. Their attorneys and staff are your neighbors, and they stand beside you during your toughest moments. Over $3 billion won for injured New Englanders. If that is you, then call Catches today or go to catcheslaw.com. What's up first this morning, Sean?
Well, Greg, in this almost coaches-themed They Said It today, let's begin with Mike Tomlin, who is just taking shots at the Cleveland Browns. Here was Mike Tomlin.
You know, to be honest, it was shocking to me. Andrew Berry must be a lot smarter than me or us, because it doesn't make sense to me to trade a quarterback that you think enough of to make your opening day starter to a division opponent that's hurting in that area. But that's just my personal feelings.
It's not wrong.
Well,
you ain't lying, right?
It was kind of wild. I mean, I will see how it works for them. But
why does everybody every year say Tomlin's going to be fired? Ken said that after a game this year that everybody
did.
Like, yes,
he's 4-1 again.
He's all the guy does is win,
but he doesn't win in the postseason. I think that's where the Pittsburgh Steelers fans have the biggest gripe with Mike Tomlin.
He's won one Super Bowl, correct?
Right, but that was more of a
Cowher's
team. And he won that, like, right at the beginning of his, similar to Harbaugh in Baltimore. He won that right at the beginning of his tenure.
And then he made one 2010 into 2011.
Yeah, and then that was against
Packers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers won.
So I just think the Rodgers-Tomlin combination is weirdly good in that, like, Tomlin seems to game plan, especially when he's an underdog, game plan really well to help the team win in the regular season. And Rodgers, as Bill aptly pointed out a couple years ago when they played the Packers, like Rodgers still, to this very day, can just make some throws that only Aaron Rodgers can make. And those two things alone help them win games they probably have no business winning.
But if they fire Tomlin at the end of the year, like many in Pittsburgh want, they're not going to get an upgraded coach.
Yeah.
No.
They're not going to fire him.
No, they're going to get they're going to get one of the young, you know, up and coming coordinators who's hot at the time.
Wouldn't your
how'd that work for Miami?
Didn't work for Miami.
Worked well for the Rams though, and worked well for the 49ers.
Looks like it's working well for Jacksonville.
Worked well for the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah.
Yeah, O'Connell's changed that whole thing. Like if the Bills got Tomlin today, wouldn't you feel better about them?
Way better.
Yeah.
Also, Aaron Rodgers, I hate saying this, but it seems like maybe he was right about Aaron Glenn when he was tooling on Aaron Glenn.
Man, that team.
Yes. Thanks. Yep.
Dance meme down the sideline has not stood the test of time.
No.
Will they win a game this year? Like, they have maybe two or three winnable games left on their schedule.
I thought it was going to be different because I played with Aaron Glenn. He's a great guy. Like, he had that motivation. It's just like.
But it was kind of a dink move to make Aaron Rodgers fly all the way across the country and then to say, hey, we're going in a different direction. Can we get the messaging out to the way we want it?
You know what? F Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. That's what I was saying.
I'm sorry.
I was saying it.
I call it like I see it. Yeah. And it was kind
That's
of a
not something to do was, over the phone, though.
You guys were criticizing me.
It's not. You're a franchise quarterback. Like, there's no way.
How did it work out for them? Not so well.
No, that's not why they're losing games.
They're terrible, but the same thing, like, to complain about that is
crazy.
But they have
so many first-round picks on defense, and that defense is so bad. They still don't have a takeaway, do they?
Don't have me fly all the way across the country just to tell me, oh, we're going in a different direction.
Yeah.
Like, I was on that from day
Send
one.
Send me a voice note.
Something, yeah, like, hey, listen.
Do it in a hell note.
Tell my agent, hey, we're going in a different direction. Just let Aaron know.
If a place paid me $100 million to work 10 days and they asked me to fly across country to fire me, I'd say I'll walk.
I don't care if they pay me a billy. I'm not doing it.
I could have zoomed it.
Yeah.
All right, what's next, Sean?
Well, Greg, you brought up Mike McDaniel. Let's hear from Mike McDaniel. He spoke talking about the Tua Tagovailoa comments, which we actually played yesterday in They Said It, about guys not even showing up to players-only meetings or showing up late. Here was Mike McDaniel.
It doesn't surprise me, whatever reaction. I think, you know, regardless of an intent and, you know, what was on Tua's mind after a loss as the franchise quarterback, that's not the forum to displace that. I think he knows that now. I do honestly believe it was not, there's no ill intention, but you're talking about, I think, kind of a misguided representation of player orchestrated film sessions. And you know, the bottom line is no one's going to be happy and always is looking for reasons for failure to succeed. So you're trying to look for reasons that, you know, you can attribute to losses. And there's a heavy as the crown of being a franchise quarterback. I think, you know, what I do know is that he's directly communicated with a lot of guys starting with last night. And that's what teammates do. And you live and you learn, and ultimately I look at it like everything else. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Wow. I honestly could barely parse through what he said.
He has, you could tell.
That was like Wiggy's tease for his lead.
Yeah. He got no social skills.
No, he's like looking at it like everything else. Yeah.
He's got no social skills. There's no way. He was one of those kids that just buried his face in a book.
But see, the problem is he's afraid even, like, he's doing the right thing. He's basically, he wants to stand up there and say, Tua should be putting it on himself first. And if he wants to add the fellas in later, fine. He wants to say that, but he can't really say that because he's afraid of Tua. He's
He wants to be Dan Campbell, but there's zero power and emotion behind his words.
There's no fear.
No.
But he's not a leader of men, as we like to say, Shime, in the NFL.
Wiggy, you're uniquely qualified to answer this. Can quarterbacks evolve from what happened, or are the guys in that room, like, they're just done with Tua after they were publicly called out? No, like, can you learn that? And like Tua, could he get back into the good graces of his teammates or no?
I don't think so. I think that Tua says that, and I think Tua knows that he don't rock with a lot of dudes in that locker room, and a lot of guys are like, I don't rock with Tua. And once you have that, it's over. It is over.
He's dead man walking.
Mike and then your coach has like really, he just has no social skills. Like he don't know how to relate to people. He don't know how to talk. And you're talking about athletes who come from a different world, a lot of them. So you got to know how to be able to communicate with them on a level that they know.
They need to check what's in the vape. Like, there's no way that it's vape in the vape. It's
yeah, but it's from the weed.
The Pineapple Express is in the vape.
No, that ain't from the weed.
Every single day.
What do you think would happen if we gave Jackson McDaniels vape and McDaniels Jackson's vape?
All right, what's next?
Well, let's go to a coach that we are intimately familiar with. That would be one, Bill Belichick, down at UNC. He spoke in a press conference, and he talked about the learning curve that's involved with being a college coach compared to the NFL. Here was Bill Belichick.
People have that are saying that, but I think anybody that's around it on a daily basis would see that. And I'm sure the players all see the improvement that they're making as this coaching staff.
Bill, like last game was 28-3 after the first quarter, people clearing out after halftime. Statistically, UNC has gone from a perennial bowl contender to statistically one of the worst teams in college football right now. And people in this building are upset. Fans are upset. The people that brought you here stuck their necks out to bring you here. I mean, can you acknowledge, you're telling me that you believe this process is working?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's a learning curve. We're all in it together. But we're making a lot of progress. And the process will eventually produce the results that we want to produce like they have everywhere else I've been. So I'm very confident in that. Players are working hard. They're getting better. And we're going to continue to do that and improve.
It's tough.
He is back to his old ways.
Yeah.
Sent a chill down my spine.
Really?
The
anxiety of asking that question?
To lay it all out in front of him, like Bill doesn't know that people are calling for his job and stuff, was, I mean, big balls on that guy.
That was our friend Pat Welter.
Oh, it was?
Yes. It was.
Yeah.
Ooh, that is enemy number one for Bill Belichick right now.
Yeah, you can't coach those kids like you could coach in the league. Just don't work. Don't work with college kids like that.
Could you imagine if a player told Bill, it'll work because it's worked everywhere else I've been. I don't need to listen to you.
Trust the process.
You know, the process will eventually produce the results that we want to produce like they have everywhere else I've been. So,
follow-up. Could you explain that, Coach?
How long is eventually, and will you still be around for it when it eventually happens, Bill? All right, what's next, Sean?
Well, Greg, one more coach that got a little upset with media. Joe Mazzulla the other day talked to some reporters and is already fed up with questions about three-pointers. Here was our guy and Wiggy's hopefully leader of this good Celtics team, Joe Mazzulla.
You guys have taken a lot of threes because your personnel has allowed for it these past few years. You guys are employing a faster paced style this year. Is the process of getting to those changed at all because of the faster pace? Does it lend to it differently, or is it just the same process?
I've answered that question 100 times. Find a 2-on-1, make the right play versus the 2-on-1. It's that simple. Could be a three, could be a layup. Find a 2-on-1. Do it. I've answered that for 2 years now. Find a 2-on-1. What does a 2-on-1 present? Are there two shooters on the 2-on-1? There's two shooters on the 2-on-1. You pass, you're an open shot. There's not two shooters on the 2-on-1. You cut. You create a 2-on-1 in a different way. I've answered that for 3 years. Why do we keep asking that?
Then
create 2-on-1s, find a 2-on-1. Everybody should be able to answer that question verbatim based on my answers to that question for almost 3 years now. What's our offensive philosophy? Create 2-on-1s. What do you do when you create the 2-on-1? Read it. Find it. Last year, there was two 38% three-point shooters in a 2-on-1 situation, so it was a pass-pass shot. This year, there may not be a 38-40% three-point shooter on a 2-on-1 situation, so that 2-on-1 may be created off a cut, and then you can create a 2-on-1 in a different way than the cut allows us to get an offensive rebound. I don't understand. Why is it so hard? I said it for 3 years. I mean, you just keep ignoring what I said. Find a 2-on-1, make the right play versus a 2-on-1. For however long I'm here, that will be the offensive philosophy.
Well, we ask it. We ask it because you launch more threes than any other team in the NBA. That's why we ask it.
They do.
I mean, I understand.
In season form,
find the 2-on-1. Okay. Yeah.
Sometimes the 2-on-1 might lead to a launching of the three. So
I mean, they're not a team that goes inside with the ball a lot and draws the foul. And But what's the point of that? It works for them.
Yeah.
Like, what, getting angry?
Like, it's October. Why are you in a mood?
Because it's Jiu-Jitsu Joe. He's always in the mood.
What?
He's like, Jiu-Jitsu.
It wasn't asked in a, like, an adversarial way. Well, it was just a kid asking a question.
He said he's been answering it for, what, 2 or 3 years?
Well, you coach basketball. There's only so many ways we can talk about it, bud.
Well, it's a 2-on-1. You should know it, Curtis, by now. 2-on-1, whatever that plays out.
Right. Pass, pass, shoot, or pass, cut.
A follow-up. Yes. The 2-on-1, why does it make you lose to a crappy Knicks team?
Yeah, I mean, it appears oftentimes or sometimes it's a 1-on-1 and the guy is launching the 3 from half court, but that's okay. All right. Well, anyway, Wiggy has him as a top 3 team in the NBA right
now. I'm believing.
Now, without Jason Tatum.
Jason Tatum will be back.
I understand. Respect. When? When is he back?
January. I told you, January 21st.
So you think Jalen can hold it down until
then? Yeah, I think they can hold it down. They got enough talent on that team to hold it down until Superman returns on the 21st of January.
All right. Well, that is, they said it. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And the news with Courtney is next, including Florida Not Like the Rest of Us, which was apparently the scene of a drive-by cheeseburgering yesterday. And we'll get to that and the rest of the news next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A wild rescue at sea took place yesterday in Falmouth in the middle of the nor'easter after people on a passing ferry saw a man out floating, contacted the Coast Guard. Coast Guard went out and was able to save this man.
Wait, dude was just floating in the water in the middle of the nor'easter, probably one of these adventure seekers who went out there to try to surf the big one or whatever during the storm. Imagine if that ferry hadn't passed by, the guy would still be floating out there.
I can't believe that ferries were still going yesterday.
Yeah, so that's wild.
That man, very lucky. Here's one witness, Roy Mundy on BZ.
It was horrendous out there. So, I mean, I'm so happy that they found him. I mean, we all wanted him to be found, but you have to be honest. It looked bleak. I mean, it was so dangerous out there.
Wow. Talk about being lucky.
Oh, nice job.
Yep.
Nice rescue by the Coast Guard.
And know all the people whose lives were endangered because of your dumb decision. Like, honestly, that guy's got a family that's saving him.
Well, he could have fallen overboard or something, Curtis.
I'm saying don't go out there in that weather.
In the middle of the nor'easter, you're probably right about that.
Great Coast Guard-related movie. Kevin Costner-Ashton Kutcher joint The Guardian.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Great movie.
I don't know that I would call that great.
Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot.
You might want to look up great in the dictionary.
It was okay.
It was good.
Really. Kevin Costner is still acting. But is he not a nice person? Like, he got booted from your favorite show because he got in a fight with somebody, right?
Yellowstone. It was like a situation. He decided to stop filming. And I don't know if it was because he didn't get along with the rest of the cast. But can I give a spoiler? I mean, it's been out for a while.
Yeah, sure.
So they had to kill him off.
What? Oh, I was almost
so annoying.
I thought it was money related. Was it money related?
It was like there were a million things that came out about it. So people, think that he may be a bit douchey.
All right.
Did you start, speaking of television, did you start Monsters?
No, I hadn't started it yet. I got to get on it.
We watched the first episode yesterday.
What did you think?
I don't think my stomach can do it.
It's too gory for you?
I can't do wearing other people's skin.
Yeah. I might do it today, finishing up Tulsa King, but I might start.
Will you be watching The Chair Company, Greg?
Yes, I think I will. I saw Rich emergency post on X, I think, from Rich about how great it was.
Yeah, first episode was enjoyable. I laughed quite a bit.
It was good?
Yes, yeah. I enjoyed it a lot.
What's it about?
Yeah,
it's a Tim Robinson television show. And basically, like, the premise is something really embarrassing happens to this guy at work, and it drives him insane.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right.
He said
it's hilarious.
Really, said it was really good in his post. So,
yeah.
I mean, you have to be, you have to accept some gore if you're gonna watch Monster the Ed Gein.
I love
story.
The gore, so I'm all with it. But, the more gore, the better.
I told Wiggy didn't know yesterday because we had that discussion about Ed Gein, serial killer tractor salesman on this show, and Wiggy did not know that Psycho was the movie was made about him.
Yeah.
You knew that Texas Chainsaw Massacre was made about him. And then later on, I reminded you that when it comes to Hannibal Lecter, that character
Buffalo Bill, mm-hmm.
That movie, that film, Silence of the Lambs, also based on Ed Gein.
Did not know that. I was shocked when you said that Norman Bates was based off of that.
And then Wiggy reminded me of all the monsters that Netflix has done and then what they have coming up. So I probably won't watch this Monsters, the Ed Gein, but up next is Lizzie Borden, and I will definitely be tuning in for that.
Yes.
Well, I didn't real. I mean, local gal.
Yeah,
I didn't realize that she got off. She was found not guilty.
Well, yeah, I mean, it seemed like I don't know what happened because, like, it was a long, long time ago, and it was their investigative. It's like when you watch them investigating the Ed Gein thing. There had never been serial killers in the U.S., and they also didn't have fingerprints and stuff like it. Like, so it was you could get away with a lot of stuff back in that day.
Crazy.
But Lizzie Borden, I think, if I remember correctly, was investigated by the Canton Police Department. So I don't know how. I don't know how that. Oh, wow, happened, that
was, she was a long time ago.
Yes,
jeez.
We have time for go continue.
Okay.
Sorry, go ahead.
We talked about this briefly yesterday at the end of the show, but the victims of that small plane that crashed onto Route I-95 in Dartmouth yesterday have been identified. The victims were 68-year-old Thomas Perkins and his wife, 66-year-old Agatha Perkins, both from Middletown, Rhode Island. There was a woman who was driving below who was also taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Here's one witness, Jen Jacobs, on BZ.
I look over, I'm like, that doesn't look like a car. And then I see the flames, and then I see the flames going all the way across to 195 westbound, so on the other side into the woods. I looked at the plane and I thought, you know, this is nothing good is going to come out of this. It's definitely, it was in pieces.
Terrible. Yeah, terrifying. It seemed like it was right after taking off from New Bedford, and they were heading to someplace in Wisconsin.
All right. We should take a break. We will get to the rest of the news next, including Florida, not like the rest of us, which was the scene of a drive-by cheeseburgering, which police are investigating, coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.